Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap.
Some Floridian last night.
Yeah.
Nightcap of Chant IPA, the low-calorie IPA.
I had friends over to watch the Dolphins game Sunday, and Jim DeJoseph's dad, Joe DeJoseph, he of the bad joke of the day.
Yeah.
And gave him a Funky Buddha sticky treats.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Joe's an old-school guy, and I said, listen, this has got a hint of Rice Krispie treats in it. And he drank it. He's like, that's really good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is. It's Funky Buddha. In fact, you have, Solana, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song?
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah.
All right, let's get headlines here. We will start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with headlines and Alejandro Solana. Solana for headlines, what say you?
I say these headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade. 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today, golfmiamidade.com. This is incredible, guys. I didn't even notice the Marlins beat the Nationals 8-6.
How about that?
They were down 4-6.
Is that so?
In the top of the ninth. And I just got the notification from Bleacher Report. Marlins beat the Nationals 8-6.
How about that?
They were banging.
They were banging them out.
That's all I got.
I'm about, yeah.
This report is brought to you by Indeed. Hitting speed bumps in your hiring process, streamline your route to hired with Indeed. Our hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire and visit Indeed.com/credit. Inter Miami yesterday, 1-0 victors over Toronto FC.
All right. They are a playoff team right now.
They are. Tomorrow, Thursday Night Football, Washington versus the New York Football Giants, 8:20 p.m. kickoff.
Is that on NFL Network?
I'm not sure.
Hope not. I don't know where that damn channel is.
You learned some weird stuff from Crowder today, man. He can't find NFL Network, except I know that he can.
I don't have it.
He doesn't have Bally Sports, except I know that he does. Like, weird stuff today.
But
today,
you told me there's no way that my high definition is in the thousands. I know my high definition is in the thousands. Channel 2 is Channel 2 low definition, and I turn to 1,002, and it becomes high definition.
I'm not so certain.
You never play with my table box.
Today is National Double Cheeseburger Day. And today is National Linguini Day. Somehow earlier that got us on the topic of showering and washing.
It's a natural transition.
Making your bed in the morning. I do find this to be so bizarre. I make my bed every morning, or my wife. One of us makes the bed, and then we put the decorative pillows on the bed.
It's crazy.
And I'm starting to think I'm gonna start putting little mint chocolates on the pillows for whatever when I go to sleep at night.
You want
to
live in a hotel,
but
don't
why?
You?
Now, why would you, as an adult, not want your bed made in the morning. Like, that's part of getting the house ready for the day.
No.
Do you keep dirty dishes in the sink?
No, because that's common area.
Well, it's just
kitchen
your
is
but
common
it's your,
area.
It's your house, though.
I know. And in my bedroom, nobody comes in there but me and my wife.
Do you leave dirty dishes in the sink for days on end?
Nope. Actually, we will put everything in the dishwasher because we don't want to leave the dirty dishes there overnight.
That's the same concept as making your bed in the morning.
Making your bed, nothing will start stinking. Nothing will start, like, it won't dry. Like, dirt and food won't dry up to the plate.
It's after you use the bed in the evening, you make the bed in the morning. You put your decorative pillows on the bed.
Decorative pillows.
Yeah.
Decorative pillows.
That's right.
For who to see?
Do you have decorative pillows in your house?
No.
You don't have any pillows on the couch?
Oh, a couple on the... But same thing. Commons area.
But it's still decorative pillows.
But no, for who?
Well,
hey,
I'm just
Asia,
saying, don't...
Come
don't,
on in the room.
Don't malign decorative pillows when you have them in your own house.
When you're there for other people to see them, yes, but not in your bedroom.
Well,
it's
do you
crazy.
Have artwork in your bedroom?
Hell no.
Your bedroom is four white walls.
We have pictures of me and my wife because it's me and my wife's room. This is cultural, man.
Your bedroom in your 7,000-square-foot house that was on VH1 Baller Wives, your bedroom is four white walls?
No. Behind us, well, the TV wall has like the, you know, the little, like little rocks, you know, the little faux crap.
Oh, yeah. The rocks everyone has in their bedroom.
The little
faux guy,
crap.
This
but,
guy, everything he
no,
says.
No, no. But behind me, one picture is my wife. She made it for me, like our second year married. It's her in my Florida jersey, but that's all she has on, so it's kind of sensual. That's behind my side of the bed. Her side of the bed is another picture of her, you know, just looking sexy. And then a painting that she had done of us together on our first date ever as one of my other birthday presents. So she, like every picture, our room is ours. We have this separation, too. You like people to pile into your room. A parade
no,
of people running into your bedroom.
It's not that I like people to pile into the master bedroom, but if you come to my house, you're my friend. My house is your house. Mi casa, su casa.
Yes.
All of my house. Todo mi casa
es
su casa. There's not a single room that you're not allowed in, okay? This is my house. You're at my house. It's your house.
We feel that way other than one exception. You can go anywhere you want. You do not go in the master bedroom. That's sacred area.
Where I'm hanging out.
We have little vibrating things and little straps and stuff on the nightstands. Like, we got it. We get after it, man.
Make your bed. What else do you have in the headlines, Solana?
Straps?
Yeah, you can hang it to a door frame. It's like a swing. And it kind of does the work for you. I'll draw a picture.
Right. Yeah. But I'm the weird one because I make the bed. All right, what do you have in the headline, Solana?
You and me
Jimmy, you
talk,
got one.
Yeah. Jimmy's got a trampoline. We know he's got a big fan that's noisy in his bedroom.
Hey, Jimmy, that fan vibrates, doesn't
it? What do you have in the headline, Solana?
Some Champions League update. Still match day one in group play, Real Madrid. Jimmy came running over here. He's decked out in Real Madrid gear today.
I know, he is all decked out.
A 89th-minute goal to defeat Inter Milan 1-0. Atletico Madrid, they drew with Porto 0-0. Liverpool defeated AC Milan, there's two different Milans, 3-2 today. And PSG with newcomer Lionel Messi drew 1-1 with Club Brugge.
I just responded to a guy on text. I get the kick out of it. But he texts in, who the hell makes their bed every day? Dumbest bleep I've heard. And then he texts, and I'm white. And I text back, I just find this funny coming from the official radio. The official radio station account. Your house is dirty and unkempt.
Don't let him, sir. I'm with you.
That's funny.
Waste
Who
of
doesn't
time.
Make their bed? And,
Most people.
If you're living in a dorm, okay.
No.
But if you're an adult with adult responsibilities, grow up.
No, it's not. When I was single, I used to make my bed because I didn't know who would walk in there to impress. So if you try to got something, you got maybe got a potential, you know, something another coming, make it look nice. Me and my wife are going on 11 years married. I don't have to impress her with a nice bed.
I'm not trying to impress anybody.
It seems like it with decorative pillows.
I like to have a nicely made bed that I get into in the evening when I'm going to sleep. Period. End of story. I don't get into covers that are all twisted up and all mangled from the night before sleep.
Mangled?
I want the pillows to be properly placed where my head goes. What's going on? Like, what's going on in your bedroom? Like, everything's just anywhere? What do you do? You do a scavenger hunt to get into bed at night?
When you wake up in the morning.
Let me find where the cover is. Let me find a pillow. Who knows where anything is in Crowder's room? Nobody knows.
When you wake up in the morning, your covers look like barbed wire and your pillows are at the foot of the bed?
Mine don't, because I'm not a crazy person that just has everything willy-nilly around the room. I run a nice master bedroom.
I know, because the whole neighborhood's invited in there.
All right, anything else, Solana? That's where we trick-or-treat. Most parents do not allow the kids to come to our house anymore.
Where did you go, John?
I don't know. He said the bucket of candy was in the master bedroom.
Yep. I'm skipping that house this year.
I don't care if they're giving out full-size bars or not. You're not going there.
Oh, goodness.
Your weather from the Demensman and Doper accident.
He says, no wonder you can't find NFL Network. You can't find the remote in your room because everything is just strewn all over the place. So whatever channel's on is whatever channel's on.
My wife buys backup remotes, so you might have a point here. We run through remote controls at my house.
Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da-ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. It's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Crowder might have some Funky Buddha in his master bedroom. He doesn't know. There's just covers and pillows and sheets strewn all over the place.
I got some cans on my side of the bed, to be honest. Sorry.
No wonder you don't let anybody in the master bedroom. We had a show today, man.
We had a lot of fun.
We had fun. We really had fun. Today, there's a trifecta of important Miami athletic birthdays. We mentioned Dan Marino earlier.
Yes.
Dan Marino turns 60 today. Joel Quenneville.
Ooh.
Head coach of your Florida Panthers. He is 63.
Doesn't look a day over 77.
Isn't that crazy? Joel Quenneville and Dan Marino are 3 years apart.
That's nuts.
And Josh Richardson is 28.
Jay Rich.
Who else? Pete Carroll. He's 70 today.
Now, he
looks great.
He looks younger than Dan Marino and Joel Quenneville.
He looks great. Looks like he could party still, too, right?
Oh, he jams now, yeah.
And on this day in 1999, American Beauty was released to theaters. It's a wildly good movie. You can't like movies with Kevin Spacey anymore because he got canceled.
Yeah.
But American Beauty was a great movie. And then, of course, today we've mentioned it several times, National Double Cheeseburger Day. Yes, Double Cheeseburger Day and National Linguini Day.
Great day.
Saturday is National Cheeseburger Day. Tomorrow is National Guacamole Day.
Guacamole?
And we know Crowder's dad, Randy, makes the best guacamole from here to wherever.
You got to use the Haas, Chan. The big ones. They the best.
Haas avocado. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I am beginning the Yom Kippur holiday this evening, as all other Jewish people are. So anyone of Jewish descent, I hope you have an easy fast, as we like to say. Yom Kippur, this is the Day of Atonement. So it goes from sundown tonight till sundown tomorrow. And you atone for your sins. You know, it's just a one-stop shop. You clear it all out one day.
Yeah.
And you have a day of self-reflection.
No
but
eating.
No eating from sundown tonight till sundown tomorrow.
That's hard, eh?
When you break that fast, man.
That's the big meal.
No. It's usually like lox and bagels. We have sturgeon, of course, you know, at my house.
Yes.
You have some black and white cookies, maybe some potato latkes. You know, you do a whole nice little Jewish spread.
That's a spread there, man. You're talking about no.
Everybody have an easy fast, our Jewish friends. Tomorrow on the show, Joe Zagacki will be filling in for me, and Crowder will be here. Warren Sapp is scheduled to join you guys.
UM royalty.
Good luck with that, because it depends what day you get him, because he can be surly.
He's a little edgy.
He can be edgy. We'll he can be time. Edgy. But Joe Zagacki will ease him on up.
You butter him up. That's Joe Zagacki.
Before I get out of here, you know, I want to talk about Life Imaging FLA one more time. Many people say one of the worst parts of our medical system is that it's reactive instead of proactive. And most people, like me, would rather know if something's wrong early on rather than when it's too late. And that's where Life Imaging FLA comes in. You go to Life Imaging FLA to get scanned with their low-dose radiation CT scanners, and they're trying to detect signs of cancer or heart disease before you're showing symptoms. Early detection means you can do something about it to stop the progression of cancer or heart disease, add years to life, give you a chance to be healthy and enjoy your golden years. So I went to Life Imaging FLA. I did the heart scan. I did the full body scan. You could take advantage of their free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements. Find out if you're at risk for heart disease like me. You can also do the full body scan if you want. So call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan now with a few minimum requirements from your cell phone. They make it so easy. From your cell phone, you call #250. You'll be prompted for a keyword, and you just say free heart scan, and then you're connected to them in seconds, and you can ask them any questions that you have or set an appointment. Again, from your cell phone, #250, and you just say the keyword free heart scan. That is going to do it for us. What a show, man. What a show. Tuan Russell, excellent as always. Yep. Wes Durham from ACC Network is a gem. He is fun.
The more he comes on with us, the more he's getting it that we're just the fellas sitting around.
And Don Bailey Jr. in the 4 o'clock hour today was strong as always. So that's going to do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday evening. Have an easy fast for my fellow Jews. And Zagacki and Crowder, we'll speak with you mañana.
I'm going to make my bed early December. That's how my cable works.
No, you're just...
Tell me how my cable works!
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
That's all, folks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.